Bears dominate early trading on Wall Street. Grumman accepts $2 billion Northrop takeover bid. Syrian President Assad joins Middle East talks in Cairo. Good Monday morning, Bill Lynch with the CBS World News Roundup. After a long weekend to assess the billions lost last week, Wall Street is still in a sell-off frenzy. Despite admonitions from the White House and others to settle down, the Dow Industrial Average quickly fell more than 65 points, triggering circuit breakers to slow program trading. The Dow is now off 48 points. Correspondent Mitchell Krause is watching the early going at the New York Stock Exchange.
From the opening bell, the Dow began to decline rapidly. Not unusual after a three-day weekend in which investors had a chance to ponder the future and do a lot of worrying. They said it was a very anxious weekend. The brokers here had a buildup of sell orders over the weekend, and so they had to execute those first. That sent the Dow down sharply in the beginning. There was some recovery in the middle of the first half hour. The big problem now for the future of the market, at least today, is will bargain hunters come in and pick up stocks at much lower prices than they were a week ago, or will they sell their own holdings, accelerating the decline? Mitchell Krause, CBS News at the New York Stock Exchange.
European markets are closed this Easter Monday. In Tokyo, stocks fell somewhat, but the dollar rose. Grumman this morning approved Northrop's $62 a share bid for buying the Long Island, New York defense contractor in a deal worth over $2 billion. But Martin Marietta, which bid $55 a share, may sweeten its offer. Some even think it will seek to absorb both Grumman and Northrop, all this keyed to the belief that only the biggest defense companies will survive in the post-Cold War era. Walt Disney Company President Frank Wells and two other people were killed late yesterday when the helicopter bringing them back from a ski trip crashed into a Nevada mountainside. Elko County Sheriff Neil Harris.
Bell 206 was transporting three ski members from the Ruby Mountain Hilo Ski outfit and one guide from the Ruby Mountains back to the guide site, and it crashed.
The management team of Frank Wells and Michael Eisner was credited with turning Disney around. Wells was 62. Published reports say Woolworth Chairman and CEO William Lavin and Chief Financial Officer Charles Young will step aside while the company investigates whether the books were cooked. Syria's President Assad was welcomed in Cairo this morning to join the Middle East peace negotiations, and there's word PLO Chairman Arafat would like to return to Jericho next month. The peace process, as Kimberly Dozier reports, is rapidly shifting from words to action.
Chief PLO negotiator Nabil Shaath expects to finish a Palestinian autonomy deal in 2 weeks, but Israeli officials are more cautious, saying there are still some major differences to be solved. Israeli delegates refuse to confirm PLO reports that Israel approved a Palestinian police force of 10,000 men for Gaza and Jericho. They also refused to comment on a timetable for the release of Palestinian prisoners held in Israeli jails, both issues that have dogged the talks since a PLO-Israeli peace deal was signed last fall. Peace negotiators will tackle a less controversial issue today when they meet with representatives from Norway, Denmark, and Sweden, the countries that supply the international observer force for the West Bank town of Hebron. For the view from Jerusalem on the latest talks, here's reporter Jesse Shulman.
Israeli preparations for the pullback are nearing an end, even before negotiators complete a formal written agreement. Communications equipment, supplies, and facilities are being moved from bases, prisons, and police stations in Palestinian population centers to Jewish settlements in the Gaza Strip. The army and police post in the center of Jericho is now down to bare essentials. Reports here say troops could complete their Gaza redeployment in 3 to 5 days once given the order to move and pull out of Jericho in 24 hours. Prime Minister Rabin used to say there were no sacred dates in the accord with the PLO. Both sides now say Israel's pullback could be completed within a matter of days of the original April the 13th deadline, barring some fresh atrocity. Jesse Shulman, CBS News, Jerusalem.
And in the latest clashes, Israeli troops wounded about 24 Palestinians. An ANC official in Johannesburg says former Secretary of State Kissinger and Britain's former Foreign Secretary Lord Carrington will go to South Africa this week on a mediating mission. Kissinger's office would not confirm it this morning. American sanitation engineer Alfred Petters went to Somalia to help the Red Cross fight a cholera epidemic. Last Thursday, he was kidnapped by bandits in South Mogadishu. Today, says Red Cross spokeswoman Ann Stingle, he was freed.
He's in good condition. His release was unconditional. No ransom was paid, and we're all extremely relieved.
A disgruntled former UN employee is suspected in the kidnapping of that 36-year-old Denver man. In the northern Bosnian town of Prijedor, UN refugee officials blame Bosnian Serb authorities for standing by as some 20 non-Serbs have been killed in recent days. Bosnian Serb leader Radovan Karadzic has ordered an investigation, and Red Cross spokeswoman Lisa Jones says they're trying to organize an evacuation.
Today, our head of delegation is meeting with Dr. Karadzic in Pale to obtain the appropriate security guarantees to ensure that those people who choose to leave have unimpeded and safe access to our trucks, and also that those who elect to stay also can stay in safety.
The mayor of the besieged Muslim town of Garajde has written the UN command reporting 47 people killed and more than 200 wounded in 6 days of Serb shelling. Yesterday, U.S. Defense Secretary Perry declared a U.S. hands-off policy in such cases. A passenger plane carrying at least 21 people crashed this morning shortly after takeoff from Amsterdam's Schiphol Airport. Casualties, if any, are not known. Three American MIA activists seeking evidence of U.S. servicemen held after the Vietnam War have been denied access to what they claim is a prison, but which Hanoi officials call a secret military site. The three were told to leave today with their visas expiring. As North Korea continues to keep prying eyes away from much of its ambitious nuclear program, the U.S. is sending signals that might be called patiently firm. The story from Bob Orr.
The United States is bolstering defenses in South Korea with Patriot missiles and attack helicopters, but Defense Secretary William Perry has ruled out a military strike for now. The administration hopes diplomacy instead will lead North Korea to open its nuclear facilities to international inspections. At the same time, though, Secretary Perry is warning of possible terrorism, something former Assistant Secretary of State Richard Sullivan says has happened before.
The North Koreans over the years have repeatedly used terroristic violence, primarily against their South Korean adversary. In 1983, they blew up virtually the whole South Korean cabinet when it was visiting Burma.
Some foreign policy experts say the North doesn't really want to start a war. It's just buying time, using the nuclear threat as a bargaining chip to try to gain better political and economic standing. Bob Orr, CBS News, Washington.
In Kalamazoo, Michigan today, Planned Parenthood files the first of several lawsuits designed to force states to obey a Clinton administration order to pay for poor women's abortions in cases of rape and incest. Planned Parenthood's Roger Evans is sure of victory.
The litigation will go very quickly because legally it's a black and white situation. The courts have held repeatedly that the states must provide the services that Congress requires as part of the Medicaid program. And politically, likewise, it's a pretty straightforward matter. Polls show that the vast majority of Americans feel that it is only just that there be government support for women who need to terminate pregnancies under these circumstances.
In Huntsville, Texas, convicted killer Richard Lee Beavers was executed early today by lethal injection. The seesaw stock market is down again. The Dow now off more than 68 points. It's 10 past the hour.